time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
The police!
Recent historical records have surfaced, proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
the police,
asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Thank you very much, Kid Rock. It's Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. I was telling the ladies sitting with me in the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. See all the stuff over there, the snacks, and there's no sink, though. There's no, don't trust me with plumbing. It's wild. So, yeah. Anyway, we were talking about the date, and I was talking about this with Aaron Horvath, who's a HR specialist with the Lake Havasu Unified School District. We also have Director of Human Resources, Lindsay Bitterman, here as well. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
I don't know if you caught this part of the conversation, though, Lindsay, but Aaron and I were talking about it being February 28th. And I know Friday is March 1st, so I keep thinking today is Thursday, right? I even booked somebody saying, we're going to be here tomorrow at a certain time, not realizing that it was Thursday, and that person was booked for Friday. So he was a little confused. I was definitely confused, which is my natural state. And, today is Wednesday, folks. Wednesday, February 28th. We get an extra day this year. So 366 days in the year 2024. So there you have it. All right. And, thanks to, is it Leanna, you said?
Yes.
At the front, right.
Yes.
From the Lake Havasu Unified School District for helping to coordinate the interview today, because I've been waiting a while to talk to Lindsay Bitterman. I'll tell you that. Well, I've had a few, I don't know if they're cancellations or reschedules, or I think over the last couple of years, I've been waiting for you to come in. So.
Well, I am very happy and excited I was able to make it this year.
You're one of the only administrators, I think, that I haven't interviewed. And, Scott Becker even comes in, the quiet Scott Becker, right?
Yes, Mr. Becker prepared me well. He said, you have the perfect face for radio, Mrs. Bitterman.
Oh, that's not right. He's totally lying. So, yeah, don't let him fool you there. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And we do have a second hour as well. Speak Out 2.0 will be on after news and a short break. That's later on. But, let's see. I want to talk about HR at the district and that. What, and you haven't always been in human resources, though. You came in and you recognized my production assistant immediately.
Yes.
Marissa June. Why is that?
So I actually started in Lake Havasu schools back in 2009. I worked at Daytona Middle School as a math teacher. And then when Daytona closed, I transferred to Thunderbolt Middle School, and I taught 7th grade math as well as a leadership class there. So it's really exciting getting to be at that level, at the school level, and see our kids grow and then come into really meaningful careers in our town. So
okay.
That's how I know Marissa. I was her math teacher many moons ago.
Right. How far in math do you go? I know I used to do the extra credit questions in college when I went to UNLV, and that was probably not in statistics class, but definitely in calc.
Yes. So to get my teaching credential, I went up through Calc 1 and Discrete Mathematics.
Sure.
But I really love teaching like the Algebra 1 pre-algebra, where we get to apply the math to our everyday lives still. But, yeah, I've gone up a little bit.
I hear it's a little different now. There's an Asian component. Am I right? I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, we have a curriculum that's used for our elementary schools. It's called Singapore.
That's it.
Yes. Yeah. So that's our board-adopted elementary middle school math curriculum. And I have kids in the district. My two sons use that program.
Oh, boy.
It's very visually
Are you able to help them in math?
I am, actually.
Still?
Yes.
I hear Singapore math is a little bit different, where you have to show the work more, show how you got to the answer.
Yeah, we work from the concrete first, where they're seeing a lot of pictures and images, and then we go more into those abstract symbols and all of that to where they're doing the standard algorithm, I think, that a lot of us are accustomed to from,
oh my word,
you know, being educated in the 70s, 80s,
90s. If you say so. I mean, I took math in the 80s, so I think it's probably a little bit different if you're talking about symbols in that. So.
Oh, that's just like add, subtract.
Those symbols.
Yeah.
And pi, right? Pi r square?
Yes.
And pi, yes. Pi r round and pi r square.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes, we have square pi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Erin, how did you get to where you are in the district?
Oh, my goodness. I originally started as a substitute teacher. And worked my way into Little Knights Preschool, and I also know Marissa. I was her preschool teacher when she was at Little Knights Preschool.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And then I worked at Starline for a while in the front office, and now I'm at the district office. So I've been with the district for 16 years.
Okay.
In a bunch of different capacities. So,
Lindsay, when did you go from math teacher to administration?
Okay, so 2019, after 12 years in the classroom, I had a little taste of some leadership roles through mentoring, department chair. That's one thing I really love about our district is we have a lot of opportunities for advancement. And so I had kind of picked those up and I decided, you know, I think I want to get my degree. So in 2019, I was the assistant principal athletic director at the middle school. Mm-hmm. And then 2020, the year we all love, I got to be the principal of our middle school and learn how to navigate public schooling during a pandemic. So, and then at that point, I never actually intended to leave the middle school. I love middle schoolers. They kind of have my heart.
Nice.
But there was an opening in HR, and I kind of got a nudge from my mom that said, you may never get an opportunity to interview at that level. You need to go. And then I studied and prepared, and here I am.
2020. Wow.
Yeah.
I think of 2020 as such a pivotal year for me personally. I moved back to Havasu that year and moved during the pandemic and took on Speak Out full time again.
Wow.
So yeah, it's kind of a win-win, you know, because of the pandemic,
right.
Not the other parts. So anyway, and now you're a human resources director.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean additional training in other topics for you?
Yes. So some of the topics very much translated from building administration over to district-wide administration, but then lots of additional training on state law that governs our human resources policies. School districts have their own pretty specific laws as well. I recently took over payroll and benefits, so lots of learning in that realm as well. But yes, I'm part of an organization that has a lot of training, and I participate in that on a monthly basis. So,
does the job change for either of you once there is a different because Arizona is set up so differently for those people who are listening to us in Nevada or California? You have district superintendents, you have county superintendents, and you have a state superintendent of public instruction, who's now Tom Horn.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case 2 years ago. Does your job change when that position changes, when the person changes or the party changes?
It can. You know, I think when the voters speak and they elect their officials into those offices, we're certainly right there listening to and responding to the public body's interests and what those officials sort of put into motion. Some of it does change. And I'm here for our people, you know.
Sure.
I have a public servant's heart. My parents were public servants. They work in education as well.
Oh, they did.
So right now they do, yes. And it's definitely something that we just make the most of it. We just want to be good stewards of the jobs we're asked to do each day for our community.
Where were you raised?
I was raised in Idaho.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, yes.
Which part of Idaho?
Southeast corner. I was born and raised Idaho Falls, and then I graduated from Boise State, which is southwest corner.
Yeah, I've been to Falls, and I've been to Pocatello.
Yep.
So perfect. All right.
My old stomping ground.
And
yep.
I have an old friend who used to work at this station that lives in Boise.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a nice country up there.
It is. It's pretty cold.
Yeah,
don't miss my car doors being frozen shut.
They just had one of those.
Yep.
I didn't know you could freeze your car doors shut.
Yep.
That's actually pretty funny. Where did you grow up originally?
Originally, California, but I moved to Bullhead in 86.
You can always tell when they're the California girls. You know what I mean? Like, it's always by the tan. I'm just saying. That's how it works. So, all right. And we were talking about how much school policy do you actually influence in human resources in that department?
About one-fifth of
the reason I ask that is every time I have somebody on from the district, our listeners, who inevitably they may or may not call during the show, but they'll always catch my ear and say, you know, my child tells me there's a safe space sticker on the doors at the high school, right? The safe space and that. And I'm like, really? So what does that mean? Are you offended by that? And they'll say, no, not so much. I'm just wondering why it's there. And then now I'm wondering with you on the show, how much, is that something that goes through your office?
Not necessarily. So we have our student achievement division. That's a lot of the curriculum, the materials, the assessment components. Student services would be your school nurses, counseling, those programs. And then I'm human resources. A lot of what I work with is actually driven by law. So one example, we have a background check requirement. Obviously, they're working with our
youth.
Let's hope. We're going to make sure we're putting the best people possible in front of our kids. But that changed for our support staff a couple years ago in legislation. The Arizona Revised Statute 15.512 now requires a higher level of background check. So our policy didn't have that, but because it was passed down through the legislature, then my policy obviously gets updated. But a lot of what I do in the realm of employment is fairly driven at Administrative Code, Arizona Revised Statute. There's a little bit that I can do unique and specific to LHUSD, but not a lot.
Yeah, I get it. So you work alongside Lindsay, right?
I do.
What is your primary position right now as a specialist?
I help with recruiting and onboarding our new hires.
I need you to bring this up just a tad there.
There you go. Is
perfect.
That
That's much better. All right.
So my role is to help with recruitment and onboarding of all our new hires.
What a perfect segue. I was just going to ask you about contracts and recruitment and the actual hiring season. Is that hiring season right now for next year or for summer?
We're pretty close.
Yep. We're starting. We're gearing up.
What do you look for in teachers when you're bringing them to the district? They don't know how hot it gets here, number one. They don't know the cost of living, number two. Do those present challenges?
Yes and no. So one of our recruitments that I was super excited about, I'm going to give a shout out to our EL teacher at Havasupai Elementary, Olivia. Miss Maldonado, she came from Buffalo, New York, and sometimes the weather is a selling point. I don't know if you watched any of those Bills games, but they looked a little less desirable.
Oh, our weather's a selling point.
Our weather is, yes.
I get it.
Yes, so the weather can be a selling point. Cost of living has been a challenge for sure. Aaron and I, we will call realtors, we will call property managers, we will call our best friend's second cousin because we heard they had a property available.
That's funny.
We really try to provide full wraparound services for our new hires. I have to give a shout out. We had an anonymous community donor that said, let me help these new college graduates, these new hires that are relocating. They actually donated $5,000 towards recruitment expenses that we were able to share with those people that came from afar.
How does that work? Is that like a stipend that goes to that new teacher?
In this case, we've never had this type of generous offering in that fashion. So we partnered with our K-12 Foundation here in Lake Havasu, and they wanted to be a part of just passing that money straight over to those teachers. They had to fill out an application. Yeah. There were certain requirements that I worked with the donor on to ensure that we were honoring his wishes. But, you know, that is, I think, another really big selling point. When we talk to these recruits about this community, Aaron and I can speak for days about the support that they're going to feel, not just in the classroom, but, I mean, this is a perfect example. We walk in and I get to see Miss Marissa, my former student.
Right.
You know, it's a special community dynamic that some of those larger cities can't really offer, and they can get pretty lost in the fray.
Is that pretty rewarding to you to know that one of your former students is now gainfully employed?
It is so rewarding.
She's in a specialized position.
She really is, you know, and it's been neat getting to recruit my former students to be teachers or paraprofessionals or, like right now at our high school, our librarian there is one of my former students. So that's super rewarding. I think it speaks to the quality of education that we're providing, that they can go into, education and give back to the community that brought them where they are, but also that they can go into these specialized fields too.
Has it been discussed at the district level, you know, in some of your staff meetings, executive level meetings, or that maybe you have students that want to teach or want to come back to the district? Are you thinking about, is there any thought to recruiting those students who are currently in school back once they get their teaching degree or teaching certificates?
Yes. At our high school, we have our early childhood program ran by Ms. Bagby and Mrs. Hendry, and they work with our high schoolers that are aspiring educators.
Oh.
And we have actually hired some of them back in different capacities, some as full teachers, and then some are doing, like I said, librarian work maybe, or computer lab manager type work. Some are counselors in our district, so... Yes, we do have that pipeline for our Educators Rising program.
Very cool.
Yes.
So you're in the hiring season right now.
We're gearing up, yes.
What do teachers or potential teachers at the Lake Havasu Unified School District, what do they need to work here to actually get the yes from your office?
So first thing we look for is a bachelor's degree, preferably in education. At the secondary level, though, if they have a degree in mathematics and they're a content specialist, we can absolutely work with them in the certification process. It's called a subject matter expert certificate that they can achieve. So we look for that. And then in the interview process, we're really looking for a heart for children. We want people that are here to serve our youth and help leave them. I always say I need to leave everything that I touch better than I found it. And that starts first and foremost, most with our students. So we look for a lot of those character traits and how they approach classroom management, how they build relationships with our students. And then we're looking for, do they have the right background in those subject areas to be successful?
And are they ready for the climate here?
Yes.
I would think that would be part of it, too.
Yes, we actually offer when we travel and recruit, we have little fans that, you know.
Oh, you do?
We offer them. We let them know they'll need them right away.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and take a short break. And, again, we're talking with Lindsay Bitterman. She is the Director of Human Resources for the Lake Havasu Unified School District, and HR Specialist Aaron Horvath. And they said, play any kind of music, Paul. We don't care. So I'm going to go to a little Luke Combs and one for the service members out there, even though I'm leaving. Here's some Luke Combs. Speak Out. We'll continue. I'm Paul Lavoie. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. And make this talk radio, not just listen radio. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
When you need me, you can't see me.
Settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all be against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. The late, great Toby Keith, and of course with Willie Nelson. I mean, I still can't wrap my head around it that Toby Keith is gone.
I know. And,
but Willie Nelson's still alive. Willie's like 90, right? No, I mean, it's just like, wow. I mean, I'm not saying one should be here and one should not. It's just I really miss having Toby Keith on this planet, so as part of the music community. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Patio Paradise. Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. And our newest sponsor, Blonzi's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius. You guys know what the Prius is if you order a Prius at Blonzi's? It's an all-veggie sandwich.
That's awesome.
It is pretty awesome, actually, when you think about it. All right. And don't forget, we stream live, and our show archives are at kntrtalk.com, so you can listen back and critique yourselves after you're done with the show here. Just go back to your desktop. Marissa will have it up at about, I don't know, 1:15. She uploads the show, too.
Marissa will get to give me a report card this time.
See, I work smarter, not harder, right? That's like the mantra of this millennium. So work smarter, not harder. Have your production assistant do everything. She says, no, she better. Anyway, we were talking about hiring season and that. Are there specific positions that you're hiring for? Are you targeting specific positions?
Yeah, I think every year we sort of define our hard-to-fill roles. And, for over 15 years, that has included secondary science, secondary mathematics, special education. So we're definitely going to be recruiting for those. We're going to New Mexico State University this year. Aaron can talk a little bit about what they have to offer us. This is a new venture for our recruiting team.
So New Mexico State University has an amazing special education certification department. So we're going to head over there and see if we can recruit some people to fill our special ed positions that are open.
How many positions are open for special ed?
We're still getting our contracts returned, so that's why I keep saying we're gearing up. Contracts aren't due back for another week, or week and a half now.
Yeah. Okay.
So the counts aren't final, but we do, I think we have at least four in special education right now, but everybody's, you know, making their life plans and going to return those contracts, and we'll know more in 2 weeks.
The reason I ask about specific positions is we have a listener who emailed in, and kind of a lengthy email, but I want to read it on the air. I read it to you off the air just so you can prep for it. But the listener is concerned with emotional support for students, and it says, teens seem to be struggling with emotional and mental health issues more than ever these days, and yet the high school doesn't seem to have anyone on staff to help with these issues. In my experience, it seems that the guidance counselors are really more focused on being academic coaches and are not helpful in that regard being emotional support. However, I know that when there's a crisis, whether it be a suicide, a shooting, or et cetera, outside emotional support counselors are brought onto the campus for a short period of time. I also know that there's a grief program offered maybe twice a year because my daughter took part in it. And it goes on to say, why aren't there sources available to our students continually on a day-to-day basis? Shouldn't there be a school psychologist on staff? I know that the elementary schools had such a program at one time, if not now. In reality, it is this age group that would benefit more from such a person. So what is your reply to that?
So working at the middle school for years, I definitely can relate to and agree with our teens. You know, they're growing up in a world that us as parents, we can't even relate to.
There was
no Snapchat, TikTok. I mean, the things that are coming at them, bombarding them 24/7, it's different, you know, than when my mom used to pick up the landline and say, why are you on the phone at 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, right. Right, exactly.
So, yeah, so staffing, from a staffing perspective, we have 5 counselors staffed at Lake Havasu High School, and I know that we have a focus in our district, every student, every day, whatever it takes. And there is that academic component that we are very mindful of, because we know that we are tasked and here to really achieve college and career readiness for our graduates. But that's not to say that this other very big part of our teens' lives, that emotional, social well-being, isn't also important. I know our school counselors, they have appointments one-on-one on a routine basis with our students who need that check-in. I know via email they can plop onto their calendar and get a scheduled time to meet with someone for those specific needs. In addition to that, the grief program, yes, we have a student assistance program for that, for our students who might struggle a little bit with substance abuse, because that's also pretty readily available these days. We have an after-school diversion program through, I think it's with Arizona Youth Partnership, that we've been able to bring that to our students. And then our counselors actually do a little bit of staff development as well. There was a change in statute, about 5-6 years ago, requiring that every 3 years, all staff who work with grade 6 and up go through a suicide awareness and prevention training. And our counselors actually lead that district-wide. They train all of our staff. It's called Question, Persuade, Refer. So anytime any staff member encounters someone who's at risk and struggling with their mental health, we all have the tools to get them connected with a counselor or a school psychologist. We do have school psychologists on staff. We have one psychologist currently that splits her time between the middle and the high school and can work with students on a little more intensive level as needed, you know, and as those counselors see that there might be something else going on that needs a little deeper look.
Right. What about bullying, or bullying through social media, or other pressures that some kids might, you know, kids, or I should say young adults, especially at the high school, tend to work in groups. They tend to, you know, you have your cliques, you have your packs, you have, or they isolate, they'll isolate one student. You know, is there a policy against that at the school district, specifically against bullying?
Absolutely, yes. We do have a policy. It is also derived. Bullying is illegal in Arizona. I don't know that.
I didn't know that.
It's actually in state law. And so anytime there is a report of bullying, there is a procedure and a process that our counselors, administrators, teachers, whomever it is, that's aware of that, that they work through to remedy that. Also, thanks to our community in the past few years, gosh, I think we might be going on year 5 or 6 now, we brought the Rachel's Challenge program, which I'm sure you've heard about. And
that's at the younger level, though, right?
It's not. It's actually K-12.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Our high schoolers do an entire day of the Rachel's Challenge where they do talk about how we treat one another. And Rachel's mission and, you know, kind of her legacy in our world is that we all have compassion and kindness toward one another. So they do a full day program with that at the high school. And I know currently our student services director, that's really more his purview.
Is that John?
Yes.
John Moss.
John
Moss. I got you.
Yeah, I know he's kind of in the works with our high school right now to see what other character education programs could we bring in that are a more routine, more frequent, systematic approach to having those conversations with our students about how they treat one another, and then how do they work through their social or emotional struggles.
You know, sometimes, though, emotionally, it could be that student who's very high achieving,
yes,
who has a lot of pressure, maybe in their sophomore, junior, senior year, they're thinking about, oh my gosh, it's almost that time. I have to think about what I want to do in college. I have to think about what I'm going to do as an adult. And maybe there's some signs there of a little cracking, and the teacher notices that, or a parent notices that. Did they get on the same page with somebody who acts on the student's behalf?
Yes, that is always our goal. We encourage our staff to work as one holistic, cohesive team, whether it's the security guard at the high school or the paraprofessional or maybe it's the librarian. That's part of our training, is recognizing those warning signs and symptoms and then immediately getting them connected with a mental health professional, whether, you know, most times that is our school counselors.
Okay, perfect. Let's take one more break. We'll come back with the last segment. We'll talk about substitutes, positions that are available. I know that's a big one at the school district. And we'll talk about salary, competitive benefits, and perks to working in the Lake Havasu Unified School District. All right, the stuff that you wanted to talk about.
Happy to talk about it all.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. If you want to talk to Human Resources Director Lindsay Bitterman or HR Specialist Aaron Horvath from the Lake Havasu Unified School District. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe.
There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling
All right, back on Speak Out, and this show brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Springburg Wealth Management, by Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys, since 2006. Are you familiar with Dorita's Place?
I frequent there often,
I knew it.
I have two poodles, and we love Dorita's. We love their little bath station in the back.
We always talk about the self-service doggy washes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
My co-host on Monday, Jim Russell, he thought at first when I described a self-service doggy wash, he thought there was a conveyor belt and you chain the dog to it. Yeah, like a car wash, right? Obviously, he does not have pets.
No.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, and it's, I always like to say that 9 out of 10 Speak Out guests shop at Dorita's Place. So there you go.
I'm one
Are you
them.
Familiar?
I am.
You are?
I have a very good friend that works there.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So I want to get back into the recruitment and hiring process for the school district, because we have two ladies who are from the Human Resources Department. Of course, Director Lindsay Bitterman and Specialist Aaron Horvath. And substitutes have been, oh man, I think the 4 years that I've been doing this segment every month, once we get on the topic of hiring, it's always about substitutes. You're always looking for substitutes in the district. What kind of substitutes?
Every kind. You know, we, that's what's unique about a school district. You know, we have custodial, we have office, clerical type work. Then, of course, we have bus monitors, we have bus drivers. I mean, we have everything. I think everybody thinks teacher. And we absolutely need that. We need our kids in good, capable hands when our staff are unable to be at work. But no, we actually need it all.
Okay.
Yes. So.
What is the qualifications to be a substitute?
So if you would like to be a substitute teacher in one of our classrooms, there is a certification that's required through Arizona Department of Education. We have an outstanding substitute coordinator. Her name is Viviana Rowe, and she just walks our subs through that process every step of the way, hand in hand with them. So we're looking for a minimum of a high school diploma, preferably a bachelor's degree. It would kind of depend on the type of work that they were looking to do, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And what about salary and competitive benefits and all that for the Lake Havasu Unified School District? What can a teacher expect to start at right out of college these days?
A teacher can expect to start at $44,000.
44, okay.
With a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what does that mean benefits-wise, too? What's in the benefits package?
So in our benefits package, the district pays 100% of employee medical, dental, vision. We also match Arizona State retirement contributions for a full-time employee. And, of course, you know, we have a great vacation package
right,
as well.
Right. That's a... It's not a bad salary, but I can tell you right now in today's housing market in Lake Havasu City, that's a tough salary. I can tell you to make it on. So how does the district help with that?
So we're publicly funded. We're very grateful to our community because that $44,000 would not be possible without the community passage of our bond and override in 2016. Just for like a point of reference, at that time we were paying $30,000. The market has obviously changed, inflation, all of those factors. But we also have a performance pay that is available to our certified teaching staff as well as our counselors. That performance pay is kind of driven by the local tax base. So it can vary and it can fluctuate, but that $44,000, they can earn an additional $2,000 right away on top of that with the proper certification. And then, they can also, earn the year-end lump sum, which fluctuates. Right now it's an approximate $10,000 lump sum at the end of the year, but they must demonstrate that their students showed growth, or are achieving on the standards. They have to have a satisfactory evaluation. They have to go above and beyond in the parent and community engagement component. So it takes a little bit of extra effort for that additional money. But altogether, with the performance plan, if the teacher's committed to completing that, it could look like $56,000 approximately, which helps.
Not bad. No,
yeah,
it's a $14,000 or $12,000 bump. So,
yeah, total. And then we did last year quite a bit of work to move back to salary schedules. We are now able to just let our staff see we offer an additional $1,000 for every year of experience when they return to our district. So that helps for long-term planning. And then if they pursue higher education, additional training, if they get other endorsements, they can also advance their pay for every 12 college credits. They can increase their pay another $1,000.
Oh, so, very good. What about stipends from extracurricular activities in that?
Yes, those are also available. So our staff that work with our after-school programs, whether that be tutoring, chess club, astronomy club, we have guitar club at a couple elementary schools.
There's I thought I heard 110 different clubs.
I would say
at Lake Havasu High School, including Key Club and Interact.
Right, I'd say that's probably close. Yeah.
Right, right.
But those sort of opportunities, we believe, make our students very well rounded and also help our students to find their sort of niche. And staff that choose to do those additional duties after school hours are able to qualify for a stipend.
Very cool.
Yeah.
There's also, for those people in the community, I know the school and AIA are always looking for referees. I don't
Absolutely.
Know if you know that.
Yes.
It's a pretty nice little gig. I know I used to make a little extra on the side refereeing soccer.
Yes.
Both boys and girls varsity.
Lots of opportunity for game worker, support and compensation, whether it's being the ticket taker, the game manager, the referee, the scorekeeper. Yeah, there are opportunities to change that $44,000 into something that's maybe a little more workable with our housing market.
Speaking of ticket taker, all that went online, didn't it?
It did, yes.
That's wild.
Yes. We're getting there, you know?
Yeah.
That whole paper pushing is kind of a thing of the past.
So when you talk about that salary schedule and that for Lake Havasu Unified School District, how does that line up with other districts, say Kingman Unified or Bullhead City School District, which is their elementary schools, or Crushed, which is the high school district in Bullhead City?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
You know, we did participate in a salary study a couple years ago, and that was part of how we made that jump to 44, I think we were sitting at 39,000 prior, you know,
yeah.
And that was a big deal for our district to see a four on that contract for our teachers because we were still in the 30s. So we're getting there. You know, we're competitive. I think the performance pay plan is different because every district can allocate those dollars a little bit differently, and not all of them give that all straight back to their teachers. Some of them do a flat rate. I can't speak to there's organizations and their individual plans, but I know some people don't get the full $12,000. They might get a $3,000 max.
So another talking point that you gave me was the perks to working with the Lake Havasu Unified School District. What do you define as perks?
I mean, for me,
wait, I'll start with it. you get to work for Dr. Rebecca Stone.
That's a perk.
Dr. Becky is pretty chill. I'm just going
to
say.
Yeah. You know, I've been very fortunate to work under really great leadership. For me, I think Aaron could talk to the career ladders and the diversity.
So for being with the district for about 16 years, I mean, I started as a sub, worked at the preschool, went to elementary school route for a while. So I think over the years, I've probably held 6 different positions.
Sure.
But there's so much room for growth, opportunity for growth, and just learning, constant learning.
It sounds like from what you and Lindsay both tell me that, yeah, there's room for movement. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy in this position, then we have a position that you will be happy in.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like that. If you would have asked me when I was Marissa's age, are you going to be an HR director? I've been like, what is that? Definitely
right.
not. No.
Right. We used to call it personnel when you were, well, I don't know about you, but when I was Marissa's age, that's what we called it, personnel. It wasn't human resources.
Right. No, it was personnel in our district here just a few years ago too. But I think, other things I love and I'm so proud about with Lake Havasu Unified School District is, just our culture. You know, one of the things that was really important to me when I took over this role was employee recognition. So we have a few pretty robust employee recognition programs. We every month make sure to take an opportunity to recognize individuals that are making a big difference. Right now, our maintenance team, I have to give them a big shout out here. Our schools have undergone some pretty significant construction with the passage of those bond dollars.
Right.
And there's a team behind that, you know, overseeing that, making sure that happens. Every time it rains, my goodness, I just think of our maintenance team because they are out there making sure nothing's flooded, making sure those buildings are safe for our students to come into. So just we go above and beyond to try to recognize everyone in their unique roles. We have lanyards and pins and different things that people receive. And it's a peer-to-peer-based recognition program.
Security has definitely stepped up in the district, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was a big part of our bond as well. You know, we have security entrances at all our schools. And that, again, was kind of led by our maintenance team, making sure that we were thinking carefully about that and also considering, you know, fire egress requirements.
Right.
They've done a really tremendous job.
Sounds like they've turned you into quite the legal eagle. You know, you know a lot of statute now, not just a math teacher. It sounds like you definitely follow the law.
I do.
As far as a human resources director goes.
Legal eagle.
My
husband is going to love that because they're the Oro Grande Eagles. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. So speaking of shout outs, you gave shout outs earlier.
Yes.
There's another shout out we got to get to, high school principal.
You know, you brought it up, Mr. Becker. He's been here and today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Mr. Becker.
I think he's on in May. He's usually on during the May segment for the Lake Havasu Unified School District.
Mm.
He talks about school achievement and what happened the previous year and that sort of thing. So
very good.
We'll get the very, I'm altitudinally challenged when it comes to Mr. Becker. He's a very tall individual, right?
Yes.
All right, back with more in a moment. And thank you for being on the show. It goes
thank
by
you.
Fast, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's very good.
See,
time.
Dr. Stone assured you that I wouldn't lose you. So I haven't lost anybody yet.
Still here.
All right. Lindsay Bitterman, our guest, Director of Human Resources for the Lake Havasu Unified School District, and HR Specialist Aaron Horvath. Thanks for being here, ladies.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right, back with more in a moment on Speak Out. A little switch to Fleetwood Mac, some classic rock. You know what that means, Marissa June.
Hello.
Back in the Speak Out kitchen with no sink, right? What's
That's
going
right.
on with Fleetwood Mac and Rumors? You said just cue up something from Rumors. So.
All right. So why I said Fleetwood Mac is, this is going back a little bit, but I haven't been on in a while. February 4th of 1977, Fleetwood Mac releases Rumors. It spent 31 weeks at the top of the U.S. chart.
Whoa.
And actually became the was named the best album of 1977, even beating out the Eagles' Hotel California, which was released February 22nd of 1977. But even though Hotel California did not win Album of the Year, it was
right.
named Best Guitar Solo of All Time.
You want to hear something that really dates me, Marissa?
Go ahead.
When I was 13 in 1977, that was one of my first albums.
Really?
Hotel California.
Nice.
The very first was Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy.
I think my first ever vinyl was Beatles' Sgt. Pepper.
Nice. And you're perfect. You're wearing a Beatles shirt today.
I am wearing my Beatles shirt.
But it's from Let It Be, which is 1970.
And I have one more fun fact for you all before we go out, just because I love this movie. And 1992, February 14th, Wayne's World opens in theaters across the U.S. providing many artist music, especially Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
That iconic scene in the car.
You know, if they hadn't put that in a Pacer, they might have sold more of those cars. I'm just saying. All right, Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. The new number, 234-343-1065. And the guest today, the Letterman. We were playing at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort, and my former boss, Terry Tomlinson, who's now with the Legacy Foundation. So we're going to go ahead and take it to news in a short break.
See you tomorrow, meow.
That's it.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.